Made in Sheffield, made by you.
All aboard the night train.
Sunday night at 9 p.m. It's the night train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll,
Latin scorchers, scratchy 78s,
deep gospel, Delta blues,
heavyweight dub, psychedelic nuggets, and a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.
The Breakdown, 4 o'clock classic.
You should watch your step. Don't look up, gonna break your neck. So shut your mouth, 'cause I'm a listening anyhow. I had enough of you, enough to last a lifetime through. So what do you want of me? Got no words of sympathy.
Well, I hope you're as shocked as I was, and as shocked as John was,
when I told him
in the studio that had never been played before in the 4 o'clock classic. The Primitives from 1988 and Crash, that peaked at number 5 in the UK singles chart.
And still sounding really good.
Still sounds really good.
And they're still together as well, aren't they?
They are. They played in Sheffield fairly recently. Yeah, did a matinee show at Sydney Matilda. Right, back to the music. Lots of stuff to go. Just stay tuned, basically, then I won't need to run down what we've got coming up. What happens when Health and Chelsea Wolf team up, Joel? John. What happens when Health and Chelsea Wolf team up, John?
They record a single together?
They get played on the Breakdown.
They do.
That's what happens. This is mean.
Fake it, I can't sleep. This fantasy.
Health teaming up with Chelsea Wolfe, a new track called Mean. Can't see if that's from an album, but the artwork there suggests Rat Wars, R-Type. The album's called Rat Wars before, so I don't know. Maybe there is an album to come, but no information about that at the moment. And that was called Mean. You wanted to play Garbage next because it was...
I thought it kind of fitted in aesthetically. Ooh, there's a word. Yes, they are preparing to release their 8th studio album on May the 30th, entitled Let All That We Imagine Be the Light, which is throw up to 2021's No Gods, No Masters. They released a single April, There's No Future in Optimism.
Yeah, played that.
Yep, and they are undergoing a big US tour later this year, but no UK dates have been confirmed as yet. This is a track called Get Out of My Face, a.k.a. Bad Kitty.
And there'll be something from Car Seat Headrest after this.
We got no time for this. Amber from OK Button, and you are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
I never question the call of the Father, his next of kin. Pull me out of the fire, tell me you love me, and throw me back in. If I could ask for mercy, if I could give up this life for sin, the only one I've ever known. Visit my parents and then go back home. Then skid in the station, searching for a song. Across one that shook me so sweetly when I was young, before I was rusted as this gun, before the bitter moss consumed the brightest spots of a hopeful past. Is it too much to ask for something that will last? Deborah, I always heard as my granddad's name. First time that I felt its weight, I cried and I said, Deborah, in the space between here and you, there's a kid who don't know what to do. He waits in the silence to hear.
Got that to fade out. Yep. Fade out. Devereaux from the Car Seat Headrest, that was one of the albums of the week last week. Scholars, that also went in at, well, that was 101.
Yeah. And
Jenny Barr was 102. Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, excellent album, worthy of your time. Garbage before that, Get Out of My Face, aka
Bad Kitty.
Right. Something now from the Swedish singer-songwriter Molly Nielsen, who is now based in Berlin. So, of course, she's released a double A-side single entirely in Italian. Now, John, you've been to Italy recently, so I thought you could pronounce this for
me.
I have.
Yeah. Let me see. I am...
number one there.
You overestimate my eyesight. I can't see that from here.
Okay. I'll have to do it for you then.
Go on then.
Un po' più vicino al cielo, which means a little closer to the sky.
Mamma mia.
Thank you very
much.
What
a mistake I to make.
Currently listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Nicely done.
Oh,
We know that voice.
We do, if you like Stars.
I love Stars.
That's good, because most people do. And, yeah, that was Amy Milan, better known as the vocalist for Stars and for her work with Broken Social Scene. She is releasing her third solo album, which is her first in 16 years. And I Want to Find You will be released on May the 30th. It has been described by Amy Milan as a collection of gentle songs for difficult times.
First in 16 years?
That's what I have on my notes. I could be wrong.
No, your notes are always right. I thought she released an album during my time on The Breakdown, but maybe not. But we'd not played her, but I thought we had. But anyway, doesn't matter.
I'm going to research that.
Yeah, you check that. It's called The Overpass, and it followed... Mother Nielsen.
Mother Nielsen.
Oh, yes, I've been rehearsing that.
Yes, go on.
Unpopi... it's not on my screen, though, now.
Oh, gone. Because I've been to Milan, I think I'm going to have a go.
Go on.
Unpopio Vicino a Cielo.
That'll do. A little close to the sky. Das Coolies released an album yesterday. It's called Pando, and we're going to play something from it right now. Because, well... It's good. Why wouldn't we? I've lost it. Someone call an ambulance. That's the title of the track.
Oh, yeah, right. I was just about to grab my phone.
That was not an instruction.
Breakdown on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
I heard you being hurt by the wind. How many times, how many faces?
That was Finn Wolfhard, who you probably know best from Strange Things or The Ghostbusters. I know you've
never seen it.
I know you've not seen it. But he's an actor, but he's also a musician on the side. Releases his first album, Happy Birthday, on June the 6th. And he challenged himself in 2022 to write 50 songs by the end of the year. Don't know if he did, but he definitely recorded 9 of them because they'll be on the album, including that one, which was called Objection with an exclamation mark.
Yeah, and it was Das Coolies before that, and Someone Call an Ambulance from their new album, Pando. It's 4:32. Joel's probably turned off now, so it doesn't matter that I'm 2 minutes late starting my Treble 7.
Let's hope so.
So in this Treble 7, you're going to hear two tracks. You're going to hear three tracks. That's a lie. You're going to hear two tracks from the albums of the week, though. I'm going to kill two birds with one stone with this feature. But it's going to be kicked off by Autocamper, who I believe are getting their first play. They are a band from Manchester, and they are releasing their debut album in July called What Do You Do All Day by A Safe Suburban Home in the UK and Slumberland Records in the US. And this track came out last week. It's called Again.
Again, and I'll never feel so alone. Eyes again, and I'll never feel so alone. I knew someone who looked like you, yeah. She stole my heart and she never knew.
The Breakdown, Treble 7.
I would give anything to be that cigarette. Doused in aviation fuel, I'd pray that you'd forget that. Your bones are made. Your skin is merely flesh. I would give anything to be that cigarette, Michael. Yeah.
cigarette. Michael, I would give anything to be that cigarette.
The Breakdown, albums of the week.
As I grow old, I will not shuffle to the beat of self-interest and make that slow retreat to the right. I will be a septuagenarian insurrectionist, marching with the kids. I shall sing La Marseillaise while brandishing homemade placards that proclaim, down with this sort of thing. I will be an octogenarian obstructionist and build unscalable barricades from bottles of flat lemonade, tartan blankets and chicken wire. I will hurl prejudice upon the brazier's fire. I will be a nonagenarian nonconformist, armed with a ballpoint pen and a hand that shakes with rage, not age, at politicians' latest crimes in strongly worded letters to the Times. Be a centenarian centurion and allow injustice no admittance. I will stage long-standing sit-ins. My mobility scooter and I will move for no one. And when I die, I will be the scattered ashes that attach themselves to the lashes and blind the eyes of racists and fascists.
Brian Bilston and the Catenary Wires. That was As I Grow Old, I Will March, Not Shuffle, from Sounds Made by Humans. As I said earlier, Brian Bilston's performing in Sheffield on May the 24th, with Hemi Normal at the Octagon, and they'll be touring that album with the Catenary Wires later in the year.
And you've just told me something quite interesting about Brian Bilston.
Yeah,
he never shows his face, so we really want to know how he performs live.
Yeah, so. Yeah, and all pictures online, he's like face covered by a book, or Hemi Normal's arm in the promo posters for that and things like that. But yeah, Brian Bilston's a pseudonym, it's not his real name.
Yeah.
In the middle of that, we heard a track from McCluskey's...
It's probably Pam Ayres. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Good reference there.
Those songs would sound very different with Pam Ayres.
They would.
McCluskey was in the middle of that with a track from The World Is Still Here and So Are We. You heard The Battle of Los Anglesey, a rare track voiced by Damien, not Falco. Voiced? Vocalised.
Sung.
Sung. That's the word I'm looking for, John. Thank you. It was kicked off by Auto Camper. First playing the breakdown for Auto Camper. Track called Again, from an album coming out soon. And they are playing in Sheffield. You can see them on June the 21st supporting Silver Biplanes. Also, the Mighties on that bill. That's at the Hallamshire Hotel, Saturday 21st of June. Treble 7 done. Over to, well, actually one we both brought, but you can tell me all about Man, Woman, Chainsaw's new song.
Man/Woman/Chainsaw, and they released their latest track earlier this week. They say it's written in two parts, an angry part and a sad, nostalgic part. And it's about losing a friend and then watching them become everything you thought they wouldn't become. And they are touring all through the spring and summer, playing loads of festivals, including End of the Road, Bearded Theory, and next week they're doing The Great Escape, and it's a track called Mad Dog.
Angry, I smell their remnants rotting up your teeth. I see. Hello, this is Sally Shapiro, and you are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
The latest and presumably final preview from the forthcoming fifth studio album by the Swedish duo Sally Shapiro. Ready to Live a Lie is the album coming out on the 30th of May, and that was called Did You Call Tonight? And we followed something, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah.
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 Mm.
I mean, you were listening, so you should know what it was.
Man, Woman, Chainsaw.
That's the one. And Mad Dog. Right, over to you for... You wanted The Dare.
I did, yes. Harrison Patrick Smith, a.k.a. The Dare, released his debut album, What's Wrong With New York, last year. And then yesterday, he released a deluxe version of it called What's Wrong With New York, Afters. And it includes his first ever cover version, which is a cover version of... they were kind of a late 80s band, The Sound. And it was he's released a cover of a song called I Can't Escape Myself.
In here, left all alone, I'm with the one I most fear. I'm sick and I'm tired of reasoning. Just want to break out and shake off the skin, because I can't escape myself.
Glad we got that one in. That was The Dare, and I Can't Escape Myself, cover of a track by The Sound.
The Sound.
Right, thank you very much for coming in this week, John.
Thank you for inviting me.
Pleasure as always. Well, I didn't,
Joe. I didn't know, Joe. Thank you, Joe, for inviting me.
I probably would have invited you.
Yes.
There'll be no show next week.
There won't be.
Because I'll be at Get Together, Joe will be at Get Together, and you should be at Get Together.
I'll be at Get Together.
Well.
I will be.
You will be.
Yeah.
Playing at Get Together is Brian. What's his surname?
Colin.
BC Camplight is playing Get Together, and he's got a new album coming out soon. And he released a single this week called Where You Taking My Baby, and it's going to be the last thing you hear on the show this week. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time. If you're going to get together, have fun. Bye.
Bye.
Taking my bed.